Wolfner News, Spring 2023. John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State. Greetings from Wolfner Director Robin Westfall. One of my responsibilities as your director of the Wolfner Library is to do the best job I can to make sure the library's employees are not only doing the best job they can to serve you, but also to assure that they feel valued and content with their job. In February of this year, we had an employee retire after 23 years. Cheryl Schreiman, Circulation Processing Assistant, was part of the team that made sure your machines and cartridges got to you and were properly checked in when you returned them. When asked why she stayed so long, Schreiman stated that she loved having a job where she knew that she was helping people get something they needed. Cheryl is not an anomaly at Wolfner. In the past several years, we've had staff members celebrate 20, 25, 44, and 50 years of service. That's not just incredible, it is rare. A recent study by the Bureau of Labor Statistics in September 2022 indicated that the median number of years that an employee has been in their current job is less than 4.5 years. Wolfner has had several wonderful short-term employees who have left us for other opportunities, but the majority of our staff are long-termers. An article in Business Insider states that there are four main reasons employees stay with an agency or company: a defined purpose, an environment of autonomy and trust, a focus on work-life balance, and a feeling of family or togetherness with fellow employees. At Wolfner Library, we don't focus on these factors just because we want to keep employees, but because it is the right thing to do, and something that even our team leaders want for themselves. In the next issue of our newsletter, you will have the opportunity to complete a survey that we hope you complete so that we can quantitatively judge how we are serving you. Ultimately, our goal is to have high levels of patron satisfaction and employees that feel valued and proud of our purpose. I think Cheryl had it right. We do love this job because it gives all of us the opportunity to provide something, reading material and programs, to a very appreciative patron base. Robin. National Library Service, NLS, News. New online catalog from the National Library Service. The new NLS catalog has a new, cleaner design, advanced search functionality, and direct links to BARD from catalog listings for quick downloads. Patrons can now directly request books to add to the NLS collection. Start exploring the catalog here at https://nlscacatalog.loc.gov. New NLS programs accessible by phone or Zoom. Monthly Many Faces of BARD. The Patron Engagement section of NLS now offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of BARD on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Central Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download Service, and is open to all. For more information, please visit https://loc.gov/nls/about/SERVICES/MANY-FACES-OF-BARD, or call a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614. Quarterly Patron Corner Program. As part of the Patron Engagement Section's PES mission to offer services, resources, and programs to enrich the library experience for patrons, it will host a quarterly Patron Corner virtual event where patrons can learn more about various services directly from NLS staff. The quarterly Patron Corner will occur on the second Monday of March, June, September, and December at 6 p.m. Central Time. Please call a reader advisor for more information. NLS offers a Braille calendar subscription. You can sign up to receive a wall-sized or pocket-sized 2023 Braille calendar. They are expected to be available by mid-July and will extend through January 2024. After that, subscribers will automatically receive new annual calendars when they are published. Call a reader advisor to get your subscription for these Braille calendars at 800-392-2614. All together now for summer reading. Can you feel spring in the air? You know what that means. Summer reading is almost here. We would love for you to join us this summer for a celebration of families, friends, neighbors, and communities. There will be opportunities for storytelling, sharing favorite recipes and traditions, games, exploring nature, teamwork, and crafting. Patrons of all ages are welcome to contribute to our community cookbook and our collaborative mural, which we plan to put on public display. The summer reading program will run from June 1st to July 31st, and registration will open up on Beanstack beginning May 1st. There will be three age groups available: children, birth to grade 5, tween/teen, grades 6 to 12, and adults. Any participant who logs 5 or more books read during summer reading will earn a completion prize and have their name entered in a grand prize drawing for their age group. You may request assistance from a reader advisor with registering on Beanstack and logging books read. Be watching the summer reading news on Facebook and the Wolfner Library website for information on craft kits, a prize shop for kids and teens, and scheduled events as we get closer to the start of summer reading. Questions may be directed to our Adult Services Librarian, Jamie Livingston, or our Youth Services Specialist, Lisa Kincaid. Call us at 800-392-2614 or email us at wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Libraries help put the unity in community. Upcoming book club titles. If you are ready to move ahead from winter and spring forward, here are the books for Wolfner's upcoming book clubs, scheduled on Zoom at 2 p.m. on the following Thursdays. April 6th, The Royal Art of Poison by Eleanor Herman, DB 109011. The story of poison is the story of power. For centuries, royal families have feared the gut-roiling, vomit-inducing agony of a little something added to their food or wine by an enemy. In The Royal Art of Poison, Eleanor Herman combines her unique access to royal archives with cutting-edge forensic discoveries to tell the true story. April 13th, Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard, DB 081314. 17-year-old Mare Barrow's world is divided by blood. Those with common, red blood serve the silver-blooded elite, who are gifted with superhuman abilities. Mare, a red, scrapes by until she publicly discovers that she has a deadly ability of her own. April 20th. The Last Kingdom by Bernard Carnwell. DB059910. 9th century Britain. 10-year-old Uhtred is captured in battle by Danish chieftain Earl Ragnar. Uhtred's loyalties are torn between Ragnar and King Alfred of Wessex. Discovering his true allegiance, Uhtred leaves to claim his birthright and settle a blood feud. April 27th, Highland Guard, Books 1 through 3, by Monica McCarty, DB080810. Books 1 through 3 feature romances between Scottish warriors and their ladies as they fight against the English. In The Chief, Swordsman Chief Tor MacLeod is dedicated to his clan but wishes to avoid war. May 4th, Star Wars, From the Adventures of Luke Skywalker, by George Lucas, DB011495. 20-year-old Luke Skywalker works on his uncle's farm on the remote planet of Tatooine, where he yearns for adventure among the stars. He receives more than he bargains for when he intercepts a cryptic message from a beautiful princess held captive by a powerful warlord. May 11th, The Slow March of Light by Heather B. Moore, DB107365. In the summer of 1961, a wall of barbed wire goes up quickly in the dead of night, officially dividing Berlin. Aware of the many whose families have been divided, Louisa joins a secret spy network, risking her life to help East Germans escape across the Berlin Wall and into the West. May 18th, Scarred, The True Story of How I Escaped Nexium, by Sarah Edmondson, DB096936. Actress and playwright recounts her 12 years with Nexium, an organization which has been accused of being a cult, and her work bringing in new recruits. Discusses the emotional ties built to retain members, the events which led to her leaving, and her work to help others. May 25th, Anne of Green Gables by L. M. Montgomery, DB056114. Anne, an 11-year-old orphan, is sent by mistake to live with a lonely, middle-aged brother and sister on a Prince Edward Island farm in Canada. There she proceeds to make an indelible impression on everyone around her. June 1st, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, DB018339. When the Earth is demolished to make room for a galactic freeway, Sol Earth survivor Arthur Dent is forced to take up a life of hitchhiking around the cosmos with the aid of an alien friend and a book called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. June 8th, Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank, DB040424. This notebook, kept by a German-born Jewish girl, includes material that was omitted from the first edition in 1947. Begun on her 13th birthday, the diary is a personal, sometimes humorous, account of years spent with her family in a Dutch attic hiding from the Nazis. After Anne heard a radio appeal about the importance of such papers, she expanded the scope of her entries. June 15th, Book Lovers by Emily Henry, DB107926. Cutthroat literary agent Nora Stevens agrees to go to Sunshine Falls, North Carolina, when her sister Libby begs her to accompany her on vacation. Surprisingly, Nora keeps bumping into Charlie Lastra, a bookish, brooding editor from back in the city. It would be a meet-cute if not for the fact that they've met many times and it's never been cute. June 22nd, The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington, by Brad Meltzer. DB093794. An account of a treasonous plan by George Washington's bodyguards, working together with New York City Mayor David Matthews and New York Governor William Tryon, to kill the commander in the months leading up to the Revolutionary War. July 6th, Free State of Jones, by Victoria Bynum, DB099810. An account of the Jones County Rebellion in 1863, when an armed band of Confederate deserters attempted to secede from the rest of Mississippi. The author traces the origins and legacy of the uprising from the American Revolution to the 20th century civil rights movement and separates legend from fact. July 13th, Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, by John Le Carré, DB038219. In London, at the highest level of the British secret intelligence organization, known as the Circus, it has become evident that a double agent has been implanted, perhaps by Moscow Center. The list of suspects has been narrowed down to 5 brilliant men. George Smiley is called out of retirement to unearth the mole among his former colleagues. July 20th, The Zhivago Affair, by Peter Fenn. DB080743. Journalist Fenn and translator Cuvée examine the life and major work of Boris Pasternak, 1890-1960, author of Dr. Zhivago, DB075275. Details influences on the novel, writing culture in the Soviet state, how the novel was published, and its use by Western intelligence agencies as Cold War propaganda. July 27th, Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, by Rebecca Skloot, DB070661. Science Journalist chronicles the life of African-American Henrietta Lacks, who in 1951 had cervical tissue removed and grown in culture without her permission, producing the first continuously replicating human cell samples for research. Discusses subsequent medical breakthroughs, including the polio vaccine and AIDS treatment. Explores bioethical concerns involving tissue ownership. To join any meeting from a computer, use the following link. https://zoom.us/j/964715044-67. Or, to join by phone, dial 312-626-6799. Enter the following meeting ID when prompted, 964-7150-4467. Or use the following link from a mobile device, +1312626799, 964715044#. U.S. New from the Wolfner Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. Additional production funding is provided by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Juvenile, Invasion of the Unicorns by David Bedricki, DBC 24417, narrated by Maggie Barnes. Nominated by the Missouri Association of School Librarians, MASL, for a 2023-2024 Reader's Award. This book follows secret agent Bubble 07, who exactly resembles a stuffed toy, and is on Earth to assess whether or not the unicorns should invade the planet. But despite some bizarre Earth customs like show-and-tell and annoying Earth dogs, Bubble 07 ultimately suggests that Earth would serve as an excellent vacation destination for unicorns. Approximate reading time, 8 minutes. Hugo and the Impossible Thing by Renee Felice Smith and Chris Gabriel. DBC 24419, narrated by Carolyn Ward. All the forest animals know it is impossible to make it through the impossible thing. But a small dog named Hugo is determined to try, inspiring hope in his friends. Another 2023-2024 MASL Readers Award nominee. Approximate reading time, 10 minutes. Young Adult, Home of the Brave by Catherine Applegate, DBC 06341, narrated by Bella Laskowski. A beautifully wrought novel about an immigrant's journey from hardship to hope. American culture, the Minnesota climate, and personal identity are examined in this moving first-person novel written in free verse. Approximate reading time, 2 hours, 23 minutes. Love at the Center of Grief by Cindy McIntyre, DBC 24331, narrated by Patty Lockenvitz. Gretchen and Hayden attend the Summer Fort Grief Center on the outskirts of Branson, Missouri, to work through the loss of their mothers, but fall in love helping each other. Approximate reading time, 13 hours, 26 minutes. Adult, A Culinary History of Missouri, Foodways and Iconic Dishes of the Show Me State, by Suzanne Carbett and Deborah Reinhardt, DBC 06002, narrated by Audie Klein. Interesting history of the evolution of foods in Missouri, spanning more than 200 years, includes more than 80 historical recipes. Approximate reading time, 5 hours, 56 minutes. The Steamboat Era, A History of Fulton's Folly on American Rivers, 1807 to 1860, by S. L. Kotar and J. E. Gessler, DBC 19493, narrated by Melanie Melton. An interesting, in-depth history of the time when steamboats dominated the river waterways. Approximate reading time, 18 hours, 17 minutes. 100 Things Cardinals Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, by Derek Gould, DBC 24347, narrated by Vaughn Whiting. With 125 years of Cardinals history, this lively, detailed book explores the personalities, events, and facts every St. Louis fan should know. It contains crucial information such as important dates, player nicknames, memorable moments, singular achievements, and signature calls. This updated guide to all things Cardinals covers the artifact on public display that pays homage to Busch Stadium, the story behind the infamous kidnapping of Flint Rem, the unforgettable acrobatics of the wizard Ozzie Smith, and details on all 11 World Series championships, including the amazing 2011 triumph. Approximate reading time, 14 hours, 21 minutes. Upcoming holidays. Just a reminder to patrons that Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays: Monday, May 8th, Truman Day; Monday, May 29th, Memorial Day; Monday, June 19th, Juneteenth. Donations to Wolfner Library may be made to the Wolfner Trust Fund or the Friends of Wolfner Library. Mail to Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, P.O. Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65109. Wolfner Staff Listing. Director, Robin Westfall, State Librarian. Public Services Team, Lori Brown, Director of Public Services; Lisa Kincaid, Youth Services Specialist; Jamie Livingston, Adult Services Librarian; Kitty Engler, Reader Advisor; Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor; Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor; Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. Circulation Team: Veronda Winters, Director of Circulation; Stacy Jo Butler, Circulation Tech 4; Tim Emmel, Circulation/Production Tech 2; Emma Dicely, Circulation; Justin Stauffer, Circulation. Production Team: Randy Wright, Director of Production and Special Projects; Brandon Lammers, Tech 4; Chris Cowan, Tech 3. Wolfner News is also available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, wolfner.wolfner/WOLFNES/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner/. Wolfner's online catalog, https://wolfpac.sos/. wolfpac.sos.mo.gov/mo1aopac/. End of Wolfner News, Spring 2023. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.